Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And, well, let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm sorry, you're asking my what?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? I mean, white or...
American.
All right. Thank you so much. And what is your age?
63.
Thank you so much for that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
So that's, is that a definitely or probably both?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10, extremely motivated?
I don't want to live in an authoritarian country.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again, please?
I don't want to live in an authoritarian country.
Thank you so much for that. And now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And the first one says, ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
All right, thank you. And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future?
10.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness?
10.
Thank you. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers?
10.
Thank you. And reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable?
10.
Thank you so much for that. Now, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? On this case, you may choose two. And the first one says, tackling inflation and improving the economy. combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president, stopping a hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
Black woman president, preserving our democracy, rights, and freedom.
Thank you so much. And, well, now, I'd like you to raise your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
75.
Thank you. And Hakeem Jeffries?
75.
Thank you so much. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Cornel West?
25.
All right, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
75.
Thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. And the first one is, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Okay, first of all, her name is not Kamala Harris. It's Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Regardless of this statement, would you say that you agree or disagree with this statement?
I agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
I'm sorry, is that what?
Yeah, is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the next one says, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better.
Her name is not Kamala Harris. Her name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right. Thank you. Kamala Harris become president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
And is that strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the next one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
Agree.
And are you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that. Just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed this survey at 62%, I'm sorry for this. And thank you so much for your time and for your help, and I will try to be the briefly possible. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And, the first one is, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think that Harris can do it better or Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And do you think that Harris can do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And the next one says, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Harris.
And is that much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you for that. And the next one says, fixing the immigration system. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Harris.
And is that much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you for that. And the next one says, improving K through 12 public schools education. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Harris.
And is that much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do something better for this?
Harris.
And is that much or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much for that. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the Kurds in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you for that. And the next one says, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning all assault weapons, supporting background checks and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Hello?
Okay, question.
Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections.
10.
Thank you so much. And I am going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. And the first one is Instagram.
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
TikTok?
No.
Twitter or X?
Yes.
Thank you. YouTube?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you for that. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you so much. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, student or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay. What's the name of the survey?
Well, actually, I don't have the name of this survey, but this is an institution called a National Opinion Service or Meta Research.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a good night.